Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
But later on in life, through a series of very unforeseen, life-altering incidents in my life, I found my way back to alcohol. And as the incidents increased in size, an unforeseen divorce, the loss of two children, the rapid onset of a disease and death of my mother, I found my way back to alcohol, and I broke that vow to God. And I had never even so much as had a traffic ticket, but now had two DWIs, had been in and out of jail for violating probation, had been to five previous secular treatments, and could not function. I just could not stop drinking. I was ashamed. I was guilt-ridden, and never once did I ask God for help. I thought if I just hid in bed with the covers over my head, God could not see the person that I had become. My children were ashamed of me. They didn't know what to do with me. They didn't know how to interact with me any longer. And I remember watching the brief program from Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, and it was about freedom and how Teen Challenge had changed this man's life and given him his freedom back. And I remember thinking that night, I wonder if they could help me, because no one else had been able to. I couldn't help myself. And the very next day, as I was out running errands, I ran into a lifelong friend, a lifetime friend that I hadn't seen in a number of years. And as we were catching up, she shared with me that she was now an employee of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And I just looked at her and told her about my struggle. And she said, Michelle, I know. God put you on my heart about 3 years ago, and I've known since then. And I asked her, do you think that Teen Challenge could help me? And she says, yes, it can, because God told me that it could. And I left the office that I was in and immediately went over to admissions to Teen Challenge.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.